Welcome back to Behind the Cage. The boys are back. It wouldn't be a Behind the Cage episode if we didn't have severe technical difficulties.
Obviously, as always.
Yeah, we forgot. Obviously, we're not in the studio at school, and I forgot how to do the multiple microphones at once.
It's been a while. So. It's been a while, so I don't blame you. You know,
it's been a minute, and it is what it is. But Ed, welcome back to America, man. You just got in last night. Obviously, I wasn't the first person you saw, but we won't talk about that. We won't go into details there.
No, we won't.
But I had to pick you up on the train today, and you don't have Wi-Fi on your phone. So I was kind of concerned when you said like 3:45-ish and it was like 4:15. I kind of thought you may have gotten lost out in like the train world.
No. You know me. I mean, I told you I'm going to be there in 45, so which means an hour and 45. So to be honest with you, I was a little bit nervous. You know, first time traveling by myself in the Boston train.
That can't be true, is it?
Metro area. So I had to, look at the map and see where to get off. But, I mean, it was pretty easy, you know. And thankfully, I got to know one guy. Can't remember his name right now, but the guy gave me his phone number. He gave me his phone, so
he flirted with you. You guys were like really hitting it off on the train. He gave you his number,
but
I got a call from a random number.
He gave me the phone, so I could call Patty and say that I'm okay because I know he would be pretty nervous about me.
I was.
So and he gave me his phone. I called you. I was like Pat, and then he said Ed.
It was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was pretty nice hearing Pat's voice in probably, 3 weeks? Oh, three months.
Well, we did talk like a couple times here and there.
Oh, true.
But it was nothing major. Significant. Like it was a little chit chatter on the FaceTime. I was out in a kayak, actually. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Man. I was feeling alone a little bit, but that's okay.
That's completely fine. Everyone has to have...
Everyone has their moments.
Their moments, and sometimes you just have to find a company with yourself, you know what I mean?
Like
you have to be alone.
Well, if you're watching the video format of this podcast, you probably noticed now, or you may not have noticed, that it's on a new YouTube channel. So click below and subscribe to this YouTube channel so you don't miss the upcoming videos, as I'm not going to be posting Behind the Cage on my Pache channel. That's strictly going to be for vlogging and other types of videos, which big plug in. I got the new vlogging camera. I'm officially a YouTuber. We got this Rode microphone on here, not to be confused
with
our podcast.
Sweet looking camera. I mean, the quality on this thing, the mic is huge.
It's pretty cool. It's got that little blur effect too. It blurs the background on your face. Crystal clear.
That's pretty cool.
Except if you have anything on your face, and it could be bad.
Yeah.
But lots of cool content coming. Behind the Cage, I was saying we probably should sit down, like set a day once a week to record, and then Mondays will be the release date.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And I know a couple of you guys have been DMing me, probably Patty too, when is the podcast coming and everything.
Yeah, there's been a lot of hype.
Yeah, we had summer, you know, I had to deal with... not even deal, just I wanted to spend more time. First of all, time zone. Second of all, when I'm free, you're not. And then it seems like we can't find time to...
You had better things to do, in other words.
I had better things. I had to hang out with my family.
We were trying.
I was trying. I mean, once in a while, I texted you and asking if...
Yeah,
if,
it was like a random time. I was like, sorry.
Yeah, I thought we would just,
spontaneously
start... like a new season of Behind the Cage, so we could have a consistent great content coming every week.
So is this, what do you think? Is this season two or is it season one?
I think it's season one.
Season one, and that was like intro season?
Yeah, that was like an intro season.
Three episodes, extra, something nice.
Yeah, something
guac.
Nice. Exactly, I mean.
Exactly.
We'll just start, fresh with... we have a lot of ideas of what
we've been
should
brainstorming
do.
And shit like that.
Yeah, and there's so many ways we could go either, you know, talk about other colleges, talk with other players, you know, with players that play in the NHL that we know or play in different colleges. There's so many ideas that, you know, we have, and we have yet to...
plenty of ideas. Right? Also, we want to have our own teammates on. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, well, we should probably start with that.
We'll have Stefan Mundinger.
Stefan Mundinger?
Because he could tell us his
We should put his video off. Right here.
We should right now. Yeah. We should actually play that. Why I want to have him on the podcast is because he actually has a cool story of like becoming a Division I goalie. He started playing street hockey. We might have told you the story before, but he started playing roller hockey, he likes to call it, not street hockey. It's piss. And then he ended up making it to Division I hockey.
Which is pretty
cool. But he didn't start playing ice hockey until he was, I want to say, like 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
That's fine. There he is.
There's lots of videos about him. So
lots of stuff.
Just check him out. Follow him on the Insta. Helmet
and this glove. Here he is. Let's enjoy this.
I'm a hockey goalie. In hockey,
he looks good.
The object is to get this puck into the net. And my job is to stop the other team from getting this puck into my net. If I let the puck get past me, it's a goal for the other team. It's almost game time. Time to get dressed. First, I like to put my skates on. There are so many laces, but it's important that I tie them as tight as possible so they stay on the whole game. The puck goes very fast, so I need to make sure that I don't forget any of my pads so I'm protected.
Well, that's a little sneak peek of the Megatron Monday game. Anyways, we're excited to get back and see him again. And hopefully he'll come on, and hopefully he won't be too mad at us after.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the reason why would he, because it was obviously a great video, and he has a great story, as you said, but I feel like... I feel like everyone in our team has a unique story, and that's why we should get a couple of the boys on and see what they are up to, you know?
I'm completely with you there. The audio shut off when we were listening to that, but just for that, so... what's another technical problem, you know what I mean?
So. Sure.
Fuck us, boys. Holy shit. So anyways, how was... How was summer for you? What did you do? How did you train? Did you skate a lot? Did you meet any new friends? Did you do anything fun? Any funny stories?
Funny stories. I mean, there's lots of them, I guess. But this summer was a little bit less fun than the summers before. But it was more fun in like ways that I practiced more. I, you know, did lots of more healthy stuff as opposed to which is always good. And I was really trying to focus to work on my game and get better, you know. So that's why we're college hockey players. We want to be at our best. And I think I sacrificed my summer more for, you know, just working hard and trying to get the best out of me, as opposed to, you know, hanging out with my friends too much and stuff like that, which I still did, and I'm glad. But I was going to the gym a lot, eating.
You look good.
I actually, to be honest with you, I didn't eat that many eggs.
Wait, did you cut back on the eggs? Like,
yeah,
a significant amount, or like?
Like, yes. Like,
because you were going, what was it, 32 a week?
And yeah, I think so. Off season, 32 or 36.
Now it's probably what, down to like 28.
Oh no, it's less than that. It's less than that. I was actually
I
was eating more of oatmeal, like oatmeal. Oh, okay. Because
maybe a little fruit in there.
You get, oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
So a couple of berries,
razzers, some bloobs,
razzers, blueberries. I just put some
Shrubs.
Something for a taste, but. You know, it just gives a lot of energy, because obviously carbs transfers to energy, and you have like this energy
you
in the
need
beginning.
Energy.
That's a lot.
Sure.
And then obviously, you know, my mom, I don't need to cook by myself, so my mom makes me a great lunch or dinner after that with some chicken, and I still get as as much protein as I did when I cooked myself.
That's always nice when mom's cooks you some good lunch, dinner, and stuff, and you just can sit back,
And relax. And then you can
don't
relax.
Get many more years
huge,
of that.
Huge props to Mama. Cooking Mama Trailmax.
For like any of the kids watching, you go to college, and if you live on in an apartment like we do, cooking sucks. It gets old fast, and you want to start ordering out a lot. It's rough though.
It's rough, and it's just like sometimes your cooking isn't even
it's not good.
Good.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
There's a lot of learning process going on there.
That's why you just have to prepare dishes you're actually good at preparing, right?
Like a Swedish dish.
Like a Swedish dish by Veli Matti, which
tell
was,
them what a Swedish dish is.
Well, Swedish dish, we were just making fun of it, but at the same time, it was actually really, really good. It was just basically breakfast food for
it was like
dinner.
Eggs.
Yeah, it was eggs, sausage, and
I've heard great
potatoes.
Things about it.
No, it was unbelievable.
It's supposed
actually,
to be really
I loved
good,
it.
Actually,
it's just like, you know, we think of eggs or sausages more of a breakfast food, right? So, so that's why maybe
which it is,
but
also
no one said you can't eat it.
Yeah, you can always eat.
Yeah, for dinner, right?
Speaking of that, we are going back to school in a week, and we're going to be newly roommates.
Yes.
Well,
officially.
Apartment mates. We've
even floor mates. We don't know yet.
We're waiting on Quinny's decision there.
Yes.
But we're going to be close. So more of you in the vlogs, more going on there.
Well, now we were already pretty close without living with each other. But now when we're literally
so
in the
close,
same apartment, maybe even on the same floor.
Potentially.
It just potentially, I don't know.
We can't get closer.
We can't
I'm
going
to have to go
closer.
In my room sometimes to like get away from you so our conversations are fresh. Yeah. We can't talk too much because then when we get on the podcast, they'll just be like sick of each other.
Yeah, exactly.
There'll be behind the scenes beef.
As we were just talking, obviously I met Patty a couple of hours ago and it just, we don't want to talk too much, right? Because we need.
I told you to stop talking.
Yes. And I got really upset, you know, because I want to talk to Patty.
You were talking about like a current event, which we'll actually get to.
Yeah.
And I was like, hold on, save that for the podcast. And I meant that in a genuine way. Like, I still wanted to hear your opinion, but you kind of gave me a look. You were a little like
No, exactly. And
upset.
If we want to, you know, get or keep content going and share with you guys, we just can't talk too much, dude.
Yeah,
and when if we talk about it together and then we talk about it again on podcast, it's just not the same.
It's not because then we feel like we've heard it before. I'm gonna be like kind of looking over here.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, you just told me this like
just moments ago.
Yeah,
moments ago.
Like that's fake. You know what I mean?
That's fake.
That's There's
snooze.
No emotion.
It's
There's
fake snooze.
Yeah, it's fake snooze.
Anyways,
fake snooze.
Do you want to know what I did this summer? Or
yeah,
I
well,
go,
I was waiting to ask a question, but...
Do you want to ask something?
Yeah.
What did you want to ask?
How was your summer, Pat?
Oh, it's funny you ask. it's been pretty good. Like you said, some sacrifices. I mean, when you're playing hockey or any sport at a higher level, I mean, guys are making sacrifices in the summer to get faster, stronger, to better themselves at their sport. And I mean, if you're going to go out drinking 4 or 5 nights a week in the summer, people are going to pass you. So you have to make sacrifices. And especially at this age for us, we're in college where we're both the same age where our friends have now graduated college.
Yeah.
Or like the guys that we were the same age as, like, and we have one more year. So they're graduated college. They're looking for jobs. They really have, like, they don't have a sport to worry about. They can go out and drink and... So it can be tempting to want to join them, but you have to make the sacrifice. Yeah. So it's a lot of working out. It's a lot of skating. And I mean, that's what it consists of really. But for some fun things that happened recently, actually, there's a couple of things I wanted to get off my chest.
Okay.
And do you remember that time that I went to the movies alone? And I saw the Mark Wahlberg movie.
Yeah. Did you go again?
I did. Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like, I want to see this movie. and it was the it was a new Quentin Tarantino movie there, the Hollywood, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, oh, I want to see it. I'm doing nothing right now. No one's around. I guess I'll go alone. And again, when I walked in, I got that same kind of. I was like, I'll do the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and the lady was like, just one. I was like,
and then you're like looking around,
like yeah.
Do you see anybody else? Yeah, like
just one. Like, yeah. What's your problem?
So judgmental, dude. Like
yeah,
you can't. Like people are rude. No, they, but it was, you see, I'm actually on the same schmood as you are, because sometimes it's just like if yeah. no one's going, but you want to go, like why wouldn't you? Like
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Just like, go.
You don't need to.
You watch pretend. Movies alone at your house, right?
Yes.
Do it at the theater
all the time.
It's peaceful. Time. No one's next to you, like no, messing with their Skittles
or like. Telling you a joke or asking you questions, what happened?
Yeah,
right?
Like, what? Who said that? What is that? And you're like, shut the fuck up! I'm yeah, trying to watch like yeah. this movie right now.
You can focus 10 times more.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's it was a pretty solid movie. The person, you know, when so you like buy the ticket and then you walk over yeah. and then you give it. That person, I could tell, was like kind of feeling bad. She was trying to like make conversation. She's like, "Oh, you're gonna love this movie. It's so good." I'm like, "Yeah, like I know. Like just because I'm going alone." Doesn't mean I like I won't enjoy the movie. Like,
exactly.
Pretty annoying there. Another thing that happened recently that I just wanted to share with you and the world was I was driving for my job there, and I got a call to do a pickup, and the guy calls, and he was like, "You speak Spanish?" So I was like, "No, sorry." He's like, "I am on the highway." I was like, "What? What do you mean?" He's like, "I am on side of highway." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Like, how do I get you?" He's like, "I pull over. I'm side of highway. Get me." I'm like, "All right." So I like picked this guy up literally on the side of the highway. Yeah. Never experienced that before. It's a weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was really weird. But I was very actually scared, kind of a little bit concerned, because you hear a lot of these pickup stories in like the highway. So I'm thinking like, maybe this guy just escaped prison. He's running from the cops. He needs a ride, and I'm about to drive him, and he's like gonna steal my car or something.
He's running.
You know what I mean?
He escaped prison. He stole someone's iPhone.
Yeah.
Got in Uber.
Dude.
Patty.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I'm
no,
telling
I was
you, there's
kind
so
of,
many stories like that.
I was kind of bugging out there for a minute. Yeah.
No, that's weird. Yeah. I never heard of anything like that before, but good for you. And
dude,
I mean,
right?
if I was you, I wouldn't really be
shit.
Scared of lots of things.
I wasn't scared. I was concerned.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Yeah.
I don't get scared. I'm a man.
Obviously.
What? Anything like interesting? Any like weird encounters that you can think of on the top of your head? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
You just put me on the spot.
If you want,
I gotta go through my summer. But as I said, yeah. It wasn't. There was. Oh well, I went on. Okay, so the most fun thing that happened this summer was I went to Bon Jovi concert.
Actually, that's very cool.
And you want to... Okay.
Yeah.
You
told me this?
The part what happened to me? I got handcuffed.
Yes. You told me this. Tell the story if
actually,
you want to tell it.
Actually, then that is my beef.
That's
of
your beef?
The summer.
Well, we can do two beefs.
But okay, I'll do a different beef after. But so basically... Unbelievable concert.
Living on a prayer,
so many.
It doesn't get much better.
Oh my God. It was just, you know, I really enjoyed it. I was so excited about it. So you probably should put a picture of me wearing a wig. Me and my buddies bought a wig.
Is it on Instagram?
On my Facebook. I'll just send it to you. You can put it on the screen. But so we bought wigs. So we look like rock stars. We bought... blow up guitar that like we could play and stuff. It was so cool. We were actually like stars there. Everyone was taking pictures of us. I literally took a picture with probably like 20 people. They were like, "Oh, like you guys are such big fans." I'm like, "Yeah, I just know two songs, but
die
whatever."
Hard,
so what happened was, so security guards were a couple of girls. And they were taking pictures of me too. They were like literally like having fun, you know. They loved me and loved my friends, right?
Yeah, interesting.
So what happened was we were really close to a whatever you want to call it, like VIP zone, where like the biggest fans are inside, or the guys that have more money, they are like right in front of everybody.
Oh yeah.
And there are security guards around surrounding it, and they go out in and out all the time.
Like so a this, burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this one time, okay, first of all, I saw one security guard came to us, and he was like, he was not having it. Something happened to his day or his life, but he was not happy about anything. Upset. So what happened was someone was walking into the VIP section, and accidentally, because it was so crowded, there was a lot of pushing, and I accidentally like got pushed from behind, and I kind of like pushed this security guard girl, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, like I didn't mean to, someone pushed me from behind. And she was like, no, that's fine, that's like, that's completely fine. So this guy, the security guard that came out of nowhere, he shows me this. He's like, I see you, basically, I see you. And I tried to be funny, I said, basically, I see you back.
Yeah.
And while I do that, he takes my hand and tries to like get me closer to him, so he can like try to, I don't know, put me down. So I basically don't do anything. And then he's like, something about get on the ground or something like that. I was like, no, I'm not going to. So he can't get me on the ground. I was, first of all, my shoulders hurt. It's a long story, but I need the surgery anyway. And he's basically like, first of all, he doesn't know that probably. And second of all, like, he's just like trying to put me on the ground so he can't. Two more bodyguards run, just jump on me. Basically, I didn't do anything. They jump on me, obviously, because they need to freaking, they don't even know what happened, but they have to jump on me. They jump on me. I fall to the ground. They just tie me up. And I'm in handcuffs for probably half an hour. The worst part is I didn't even hear the best song of Bon Jovi.
Was it Living on a Prayer?
Well, the second guess, I guess. It was, we halfway there.
That's Living on a Prayer.
Oh, yeah, it was Living on a Prayer.
Living on a Prayer.
Yeah, it was. Well, I thought you were talking
dynamic
about...
Dynamic song, though,
because
sure,
the most popular song, I think, is... what is it called?
He does have a few, I forget.
What was it?
Fuck. Do you have your phone up, sir?
Yeah, no, it's here.
Look that up.
Wait, give me a sec, guys.
Hold on. I'm just getting a little exclusive behind the scenes look at into the behind the cage currently, as we're live on the podcast. Just
okay,
so you guys
you
know.
Give me you give love a bad name. That's
love a bad name.
Yeah,
a
that's
jam.
A great one.
That's
so yeah, Living
jam.
On a Prayer. I didn't. Well, I heard, but I was in this like tent of a jail kind of thing.
Yeah, you heard, but. You didn't hear.
Yeah. So, oh, and by the way, I know the guy's name. He's a dick. Oh, I'm sorry. I said that. I can't probably say that. But
it's okay.
So basically, I was getting handcuffed. Everyone was looking at me. Probably Bon Jovi was looking at me too.
Dude, that's so embarrassing.
But
that
is so embarrassing. And I just like,
looking at you.
It didn't really hurt as much. Well, it hurt. But
your shoulder was, was
no,
pain.
It was, so it was embarrassing that I was handcuffed for basically nothing. And I went to this tent of a prison or jail, and I was there, and they were like, yeah, we're going to call cops. I was like, okay, please call cops, because I really want to, you know, report this.
I'd love for you to call
thing.
The cops.
Yeah, I was like, cop, please call the cops. I want to go, and I want to, you know, what is it? File a report, I guess you can say. But then after they came, after half an hour, they came, they're like, okay, cops are not coming. I'm like, what do you mean? I want cops. And and they're like, no, cops are not working today.
This doesn't even make sense, because they
work
every day.
Excuse me? He's like,
if I'm not.
He's like, it's Sunday.
Wrong,
they're
man.
Not working today.
Oh, like Chick-fil-A? Like religious? Come on.
They're religious.
That isn't...
So, no. Basically, yeah, I get handcuffed for no reason. And, you know, I know the guy's name because I asked for his name. Just, yeah. I was like, I'm going to sue your ass. Obviously, I'm not going to. It needs too much work and just pain in the butt. So I just left, and I was really pissed on the guy that did that. But yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. So that's, I guess, my funny story that I got handcuffed and three guys jumped on me. And thankfully, they were at least somewhat like, they didn't like hit me or anything. They just jumped on me and tried to handcuff me, which still hurt.
That's not cool. Should we do our sponsors?
Yes. Well, my sponsor is already gone.
Your sponsor is gone?
Yeah.
So, yeah, before we get any further into this podcast, we would like to thank our sponsors, as we got a few new ones and we still have the old ones. That one top sponsor being water. Really just great for all situations of life. If you're feeling parched at the beach, hydrate. If you're feeling a little hot at the beach, jump in it. Jump in the water. Swim around a little bit. Maybe find a fish. Become friends with that fish. Enjoy it.
And eat it.
You're working out and you're sweating a lot and you're tired, you're hurting, your mouth is dry. What do you need? Water. It's great for all situations of life. I think we're still sponsored by Eggs, right? That was your sponsor.
Yeah, Eggs.
How's that going?
Great A eggs. Not great, but grade A.
Yeah.
Grated eggs, obviously the best eggs out there.
We don't settle for anything less than great. So if the eggs aren't great enough for us, we also
usually large.
Large big eggs. We like big eggs. That's our thing.
Yeah.
Also, we just got a new one and it's chicken breast.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Really just a great source of protein. Really, if you're trying to build muscle, chicken breast is great for building muscle and replenishing your body for that, which you need for muscle growth. So electrolytes.
Oh, obviously, like,
yeah,
that has to be one of the first ones. Electrolytes.
Well, we're still working on getting some more.
Yeah, but for now we're
happy.
Set. Yeah,
we're happy with our sponsors. Obviously, they don't pay us, but it's going
they don't
well.
Pay us, but we just want to show them out because they help us, you know, get all the nutrition,
everything
and
that we
feel
need.
Better.
Yeah. So we have a big season coming up ahead of us. Summer's always good, but it's around this time I'd say I start itching to get back a little bit, which I like to happen. I like missing it before I go back. Are you excited for the year? It's your junior year. It's my senior year. It's big year. What do you think? What's your prediction for the year?
I don't know. I don't like to predict, to be honest. Yeah. I like to go out.
No Mystic Mac.
Yes. I want to just, you know, get with the team, get to know freshmen, and just go for it. You know, I really want our team to do as well as possible because like last year we had a really great team, but it just didn't work out the way we wanted.
Yeah.
Though we should have been up there, we should have at least made it to TD Garden, but we will this year.
Mystic Mac self-belief will make it there this year.
Belief is number one thing, and that's what I believe in. I don't do predictions.
I believe
because
that
predictions
we will win.
Predictions always suck.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I believe
is big.
Belief is huge.
The new the incoming freshmen, I haven't met many of them. I met a couple of them. One notable that we have an MMA fighter.
Yep.
He trains MMA, and Ed isn't buying it really. It might be a sparring sesh.
Yeah, might be. You never know.
I don't know.
Get some mats and see what's up.
Like we said on the other episode, Ed did. Was it a wrestling match or jiu-jitsu or just grappling where you wrestled Virgil?
It was everything, basically just a ground game, whatever you want to call
just
it. Obviously without punching and everything, but it was a great experience. Virg again, shout out to you. I heard some bad news about Verge.
We'll cut that part out.
Shout out to Verge.
But yeah, the MMA guy trainer and Ed kind of wrestled him and went well for you. Yeah.
Well, it didn't go as well as I wanted, but didn't go too well. You know, for me as a person that haven't really done much of MMA
and martial arts,
and then going against the guy that had professional fights, I think I did pretty well. Obviously, the guy has something that I don't have. He is smarter. He's stronger, but at the same time, I showed him that I can do it. I just need a little bit more practice. But
yeah, I'm a moose. I'm ready to go.
Yeah,
you're not just gonna throw me around the mats.
And he didn't.
No,
it didn't take him.
He had to use his little tricks and shit. You know, his little tricks and his jiu-jitsu.
It took him a longer time to do it. So, but I don't know. It was a fun time, and there's nothing wrong with that. You need to work on your ground game, and it's actually a great workout. Great workout. It's just your basically, it's all your strength. It's not as much. I wouldn't say conditioning. Conditioning is in MMA. In general, but in grappling, it's more of like strategy and strength of your muscle and ligament, you know.
But we are going to be having sessions because he's going to be training us jiu-jitsu and other parts of martial arts.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to throw the mats in our apartment, and we're going to have him over on Wednesdays, and we're going to all jump in the mats and just, you know, get in the mountain.
He doesn't know that yet. He doesn't know that.
No, but if you watch this, know that's how it's happening. We did DM a little, and I was like, yeah, you have to train me. Well, that's how it's happening. Wednesday afternoons at the mats, our apartment, we'll get sweaty. We'll tussle it up and get sweaty together.
Yeah, I mean,
and then we'll drink water.
It's gonna be really soon. If you even want to have a chance to, you know, train and be good and win, water is the key.
You're gonna need water.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of MMA, we like talking. We're actually big fans of UFC. Not that we know how to, not that we're elite martial artists or anything, but we're big fans. It's very entertaining.
Yeah.
Recently, our boy, my boy, I don't know if he's your boy, but he's my boy, McGregor, had a little incident where he just decided to whack that old guy in the face. What were your thoughts?
He's not my boy anymore.
Because of that?
No. I lost respect of him. Well, to be honest with you, no. I still respect him. I mean, he's a huge, huge business guy. Huge, you know, UFC fighter. But at the same time, it just, you know, money got in his way. And now he just won't pick. He hasn't fought anyone for 3 years now, right, or something?
He fought in October.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
He lost.
He lost pretty bad, but he had one or two fights within 3 years, if you want to earn my respect, you still need to, you know, do basically show that you're faithful to sport. And you want to go and, I mean, not faithful, but loyal to your sport. And even though if you have money, you go and show everybody, your fans, yourself, that you can do it for a long time. Same as my guy is Tony Ferguson. And yeah, I know he's crazy.
Dude, he's been cracking up with it. Did you see, did we talk about that?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going crazy, literally.
He
and
is
that's
crazy.
Concerning.
He's crazy, and I'm not going to. I'm not gonna protect him from that. He's
he's good at
seeing aliens and stuff.
He just beat Cowboy.
Yeah, he beat Cowboy. But the best thing about him, I like it. Just like he goes straight forward. He never comes back. His conditioning is just unreal.
Mm-hmm.
His chin is just unreal. No one can.
Yeah, he's good.
Punch him too hard. So I don't know. He's my guy. My favorite for now. When I watched the fight, I actually was really, really impressed with Cowboy. Cowboy had a...
He's good, too. He lacks boxing, though. So, like,
yes.
Ferguson gets in his face.
Exactly, exactly. And that's okay. Why he lost. And also, he lost because of his huge eye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wasn't supposed to...
When the doctor calls a fight, it's over.
Yeah, true.
That'll do it, for sure.
Exactly. So,
dude,
I would really want my guy in your... a guy to fight.
And Mac, Mystic Mac. Dude, yeah. So you think it was bullshit? He cracked the old guy in the face? He was like, yeah, no.
No, it's, well, obviously it's bullshit. You wanna come into the bar, show everyone you're the man. The guy obviously doesn't want to drink. Same as you and me this summer. Like, why would someone punch me in the face that I don't want to drink his drink?
All you can see in the video too, it looks bad for him, is like you don't hear anything, so all you see is him denying a shot and then punching him in the face. So it's like, looks bad. I was listening to Ben Askren's podcast a little, and the guy he was talking to believed that it was okay. It's the Irish way. You accept his shot.
Who not, said that?
You get punched in the face. The guy Ben Askren was talking to.
Oh, really?
His like co-host. I don't think it was okay. Actually, if you seen the recent articles, though, McGregor came out and had a statement. Actually, it was a full interview where he said that he was in the wrong. And it happened like 5 months ago, but it's obviously the video just came out. And he said that he was in the wrong. It doesn't matter what the guy said to him. Obviously, he, being in the position he is in, can't be doing that shit. So I hope that he doesn't go down the path that a lot of wealthy athletes go down, where they end up just losing all their money because of stupid shit like that. I don't want to see Mystic Mac do that. I want to see him come back. Yes. I want to see him fight again.
I think I won too.
I miss seeing the guy fight.
He was my guy too.
Dynamic.
And, everybody loved him. But you see, when the money gets in the way, it's hard. Obviously, he doesn't want to get punched in the face.
Yeah, I guess anymore. If you have 100 million,
he has money, and
it's like, why would I get punched in the face if I have $100 million?
Yes, exactly. I would rather punch someone else in the face.
Like a guy who denies your shot.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what he's doing.
Well, maybe he was missing the sports, and so he wanted to crack someone.
Oh, hold on. I need to whack you quick.
Yeah.
We were just talking. Actually, what I told you to stop talking about was Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
He just had his big comeback. And he looked better than ever and took Pettis to school. And
How long was he not fighting for?
Dude, he didn't fight since the McGregor fight. That was 3 years ago.
3 years, yeah. Wow.
And he came back, looked better than ever.
That guy is ridiculous. Pettis. He gets high all the time.
Dude, he's hysterical.
He smokes so much.
Can't even talk.
He's so dumb.
It's pretty funny.
When it comes to his sport, he comes and dominates.
He's a badass motherfucker, dude. He called out Masvidal too.
Yeah.
Fucking flying knee to Askren. Yeah. I don't know if we talked about that. That was insane, the flying knee.
That was nuts.
I was like, I really, the only way for him to win that fight was if he did like something like that, or just like landed a big punch like right away. Because if not, he was going to get wrestled and it wasn't going to win.
That was insane. Even Ben wasn't waiting for it.
No, that was one in a million. Like, nailed that.
It was so perfect.
Could not have.
I don't know. I can't really say anything because I wasn't in that situation.
That was insane.
Why would he duck when someone just?
It's his instinct.
Fly. Yeah,
it's all he can do. He wrestles, you know. So like, he read it and just drilled him. I was pretty upset because I like Funky Ben.
Yeah,
he's pretty funny.
I think he's so funny, and I think he is. Such a great wrestler, and obviously he can win big fights by wrestling.
Yeah.
And that's great too.
Absolutely. Our last segment of this podcast is our beef of the summer. Obviously, week by week, day by day goes, we have many altercations and many beefs, but I've been trying to be better, not get into many beefs. Like, these aren't even beefs like where I'm open about the beef with that person. It's like a mental beef. But I've been trying to not beef. But that being said, of course I have a beef for the summer. It's a broad beef though.
It will be really surprising if you didn't have anything.
And like no beefs all summer, no like problems.
No, that wouldn't be you. They're just not.
My number one beef with people right now in general is like,
they don't want to go watch movie with you,
dude. That's a beef. The person obviously that gave me that, like, just one, that's obviously a beef. Yeah. But like, my biggest beef right now is just like, I don't want to say it's just females who do it, but it's mostly females who do it, is on Instagram. So say it's like your friend's birthday, it's like this thing you need to go post in your story. Like, happy birthday to my bestie since I was 2.
And they post like 10 pictures
and like have 14 pictures.
Yeah.
And then, like, all your friends do it. Say it's your birthday. All your friends are posting, so they're like gassing you up. And then you repost every single one on your story, so to show people like, hey, look, it's my birthday. Wish me happy birthday. Like, what's good with that?
Yeah, I actually, I'm on your side because I just don't get it. Don't really like, same as like when it's your birthday, you post a story saying, birthday girl yeah. or something.
Hey, it's
like,
my birthday.
Hey, it's my birthday. Or like right, feeling 22 or like something like in those lines that, you know, you want
nobody
to
likes
get
you
that.
When you're 23, 20.
Yeah, I think it's year too old. But also when you post something on Instagram, and now the trend is you post something on Instagram and then you post something, and then you post on your story that you just posted something on Instagram.
Oh my God, bro! What they do, like the X, the cross of their face, new post, go check it out.
Oh my God, come on!
So dumb, man. Like, no, I'm with you on that. Just, like, yeah, if I see your post, I'll see it and I'll like it. If you post in your story, go like my recent, not gonna like it. Not
that's
gonna
just
like it.
That's just
not even gonna click on it.
Please don't
actually.
Do it. Like,
that's,
yes,
that's a
same.
That's a pet peeve.
That's same. It just,
dude, but it also apparently is more meaningful now. And this has been a beef for mine for the last few years with the social media era. It's more meaningful apparently to certain people to post happy birthday to them versus even saying it in person. Like, you could say it to someone in person, but if you don't post it on your story, it's meaningless. They don't care. You don't even, that's, it's this weird trend going on.
I know. You see, I want to maybe, I know, I think I would like myself to post, let's say you have a birthday and I would post a picture, one picture, not 14, but post a picture like me and you and like just say happy birthday, but at the same time I want to tell you in person, not just like that, because that's more of like you are searching for a reason to post a picture of yourself, but then
it's mostly about like here's a picture about, of me looking good and you're in it, happy birthday
dude. Happy birthday kid, like you're welcome, like,
but
no,
it's also why are you telling everyone else happy birthday? To say it's my birthday and you post a picture, happy birthday Pat, why are you telling the world of Instagram happy birthday Pat?
Well, because, you know what I mean? In my opinion, it's more of like,
it confuses me.
Exactly. I understand your struggle and confusion, but,
not that I wouldn't appreciate
I feel
if
like,
you did that.
I feel like for me, it would be like, I show a special friend of mine, like a really good friend of mine on my Instagram. And that's what I would do.
It's your birthday.
Yes, exactly. No,
love.
I would definitely say happy birthday in person.
Give him a blowy.
Or something, but then I would say happy birthday, post a nice picture of you and saying, like, this is my boy. Like, I don't do that to a lot of people, whereas girls do to every girl, post all the pictures on their photo album.
So, okay, like, I can see maybe, like, a quick little happy birthday to my dude, but, like, the whole 14 pictures and then repost them all of everyone who just said happy birthday to you on your story for attention
that's
beef. If you do that, it's nothing.
I'm blocking you.
It's
I'm
nothing
actually
like,
blocking you.
You might be a nice person, but we do have beef. We definitely have beef.
I know. I just, maybe I have beef, maybe I don't, but I don't follow people like that. It's just, but why would you do that, I guess?
Well, if
I haven't, to be honest
them,
with
you,
I haven't reposted anything in my, like, in my, like, even memes, I don't repost, even though I think sometimes it's funny to post some kind of joke on your Instagram, but I never repost something.
It is what it is, I guess. But
there's always first time, so I can't really say, oh my God, I hate these people or something, because I might do it too sometime. You know, you never know how the trend is going.
If someone posts a picture of me and like I'm feeling like I'm looking good in that picture, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
There is a beef, but you never know.
You never know. You're like, oh shit, they said happy birthday to me? Like, and I'll repost it.
I would repost a picture of just a picture of, for example, let's say me and you, and just a picture. You don't say anything on your post.
Yeah.
I would repost that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if you post that and say happy birthday to my bestest friend,
then
like,
it's like craving attention.
No,
it's like,
please you want
give
attention.
Me attention. But like maybe that's like a whole separate thing that you should probably seek other help for, not just us telling you that we have beef with you. That's obviously your own problem there.
And it's not right or wrong, because
it's not
there's no actual rule book of how to do Instagram. You can do whatever you want. It just kind of I don't feel comfortable when
it's a,
people
it's
do
an
that.
Interesting thing, social media, Instagram. There's a lot of weird things going on, confusing shit.
Yeah.
But there's great things too. Like yeah. this podcast is all social media.
This is probably one of the best things going for all social media platforms as well as iTunes, Spotify.
For sure. Yeah. Definitely follow Behind the Cage on Instagram as well, since we're bringing it up. Like, we have our little Instagram
number
going,
one,
dude.
Division One College Hockey.
It is the number one college hockey podcast
in the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
That's
so
crazy.
We're
on top, bro.
I'm telling you.
I didn't even realize that. We're on top of the world. If you're not subscribed to this new channel yet, you're missing out, bro. Like, we're the
go
number
ahead,
one
right now.
College
go ahead,
hockey
do
podcast
it.
In the world.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes. And as we said, the content is coming soon and it's going to come really big. So.
Now
we're back and we can't wait to post as much as we can and post some great content.
We're back.
So.
And this episode, we'll get to your beef in a second, but this is, we're back. We're getting the rust out. The ring rust is out. Although like guys like Nate Diaz don't have ring rust. We're getting it out. And then we're getting back into the groove. Weekly, we'll be nailing these podcasts down. We'll have topics, questions that you guys have for us, and it will be fun. We'll have a lot of fun with this podcast. But that being said, what was that beef you had? Actually, it was public to the Twitter world.
Yes,
it
was.
Do you want to talk about it?
It was public. I made it public. I thought I'm gonna get. I wanted to get attention from United Airlines, which I did, and I also got $200 of. Voucher for my next flight.
Do you want to read out what you said?
Yes. Point at United. You guys are freaking joke. Starting with delays / missed flights to having one person at the check-in booth trying to help around 100 mad passengers. So unprofessional and rude. I was supposed to be home a couple hours ago, but instead I have a layover in Frankfurt for 10 hours, and I was really, really, really frustrated with this.
You fed into them there, and you were proper.
Yes,
you
and look, and look. Well, okay, I don't know who the bad Che is, but look, United Airlines said, we regret to hear that, blah, 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 blah. But
bullshit, bunch of bullshit, because you didn't fix
well,
shit.
Look at, go on their account, see how many followers they have, and
a million.
They freaking...
And fuck, they reply to you.
They reply to
me. You're somebody, dude.
Actual million, yeah.
Yeah.
So they reply to me.
Dude, you're actually
United,
a big deal. I didn't
United
even realize
employees,
that.
If you watch
you're
this.
You're famous.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
If you watch this, thank you
they
for replying.
And I replied to you, too. Latvian Airlines.
Yeah, that was funny, but at the same time, when your friend says... You're something really
down in the
about?
Dumps, and I just shat on it. Even
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
God damn it! I didn't know, man. You should have told me.
Especially when you're like so pissed, and then someone just basically pours a gas inside
pours
the
a
fire,
full gallon of piss on you.
No.
What?
No. That's not it.
You said you're all right.
What I tried to say is. You put gasoline on my already fire that I had, and it's even more fire.
And I put the
out.
Fire out with piss, and it just makes it stink more.
No. I think if you piss on fire, then
it smells.
It's you think?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
Well, that's my bad, man.
I didn't realize that
you were so down the dumps.
No. But I was pretty mad.
Yeah.
Those are my. I guess summer beefs. This airline as well as Norwegian airline, they obviously had terrible experience, missed my flight back home. I had to wait another like 10 hours for my next flight and stuff like that. And now I just flew in with Norwegian and they lost my hockey bag with hockey sticks.
This is the same? No, this is not United. So you have multiple airline beefs?
Yes, and they always seem to lose my bag.
There's
or
something
they
against
always
you, then.
Freaking...
Something
wrong
you.
With the plane. I'm always Dude. Like, well, you see, thankfully, I mean, at least they fly and they fly good and they don't have problems with planes, but
you know,
but they have problems with freaking my baggage and my sticks. I came here to practice, you know, continue my preparation, I guess I could say, because I'm like in shape and I want to practice, but now I have no bag,
there's nothing,
no skates, no sticks,
God damn,
nothing, and all I need to do is do podcasts, which
is
still
such
good.
Typical Norwegian airline,
dude.
Too.
Yes, dude. Like it's Latvian airlines would never do
they
that.
Would not. They would not do this. God.
But dude, all those.
It's about that time. I think we're gonna wrap it up here. But I want to introduce a few new segments that we're gonna be doing. So, two for now. If you're listening this far into the video, you're lucky because now you get a chance to be on Behind the Cage. From here on out, we're going to do a segment maybe every week where I want people to, I'm going to put the email for Behind the Cage here and you can send in video questions to us. So I want to do a segment called Would You Rather? So you can give two extreme Would You Rather situations. The funnier it is, the better. And we'll play your video on the screen.
Put your probably Instagram name too.
Yeah,
maybe,
we'll gas you up. If we like your Would You Rather, you'll get some promotion and you get to be on Behind the Cage and we will answer that for you. So that'd be fun. Send those in and we'll pick the best. We'll do probably like three episode.
Yeah.
Another one I want to do because we're, you know, we know our stuff is relationship advice with peds. Ed and Pat and Ed, we're gonna be doing relationship advice for you young bucks who need it. So if you need some relationship advice from us, send a video into Behind the Cage. I'll put that email in right here. In the, you guys send those in and we'll give our best relationship advice. And you never know, it could help many people out there
because
we're insightful.
I mean,
we're insightful.
If you like a girl and she's not answering you or something, just make sure you send us her number. We'll call her on the pod.
We'll let her
and
know
say, hey, like, why aren't you answering that guy? The guy's in love with you.
Want to give an example and show how good we are at relationship advice?
Sure.
I'll be the guy sending the video in. And you'll give me advice.
Okay.
Right. Hey. Hey, guys. Ed, Pat, how are you?
Peds.
Big fan of Behind the Cage. Excited to have you on. So anyways, I've been dating this girl now for a year and she recently just cheated on me with my best friend. He was like, you know, my guy who I would always go to, and then all of a sudden he has my girlfriend over his house and they sleep together. She leaves me for him. And what do I do? Should I try to win her back or should I move on? What do you think? That's just an example of what I'm expecting to hear.
But I think as positive as I would want to sound, you're not going to get her back. And especially if she chose your best friend over you. I mean, the train is gone. Move on. Search for a better one. She was not the right for you. You have plenty of girls in the world that you can, you know, go and... basically build relationship or friendship or whatever you want. So why would you waste time with a girl that is cheating with a best friend? And why are you wasting your time with the best friend that's cheating with your ex-girlfriend?
Why? So, see, that's good advice. That's
you see,
good advice.
That's professional.
Never try.
And never try it at home. We'll give you the
Advice. Sneak peek of the freak of what's to come. And that's just a couple new segments we're introducing. There will be more to come. I want to have some fun with this podcast. I want you guys to enjoy it and feel engaged and have a chance to be on it. So we're going to be climbing
back.
This
we are back.
Together and we are back. Subscribe to our new YouTube channel right below. Literally just click the subscribe button. You've watched this far.
Yep.
Just click it, subscribe to us, spread the word, and we will see you on the next episode.
Peace.
Peace.
Bye.
I'm sweating nipples, dude.